For years, the city of Montpelier has banned boating, swimming, and fishing on a nearby pond that supplies the community with its water. But today, the state said activities that don't involve internal combustion engines should be permitted. VPR's Steve Zind reports.
Berlin Pond is a familiar sight to motorists traveling on Interstate 89 a few miles south of the Montpelier exit. In the near future, that site could also include kayaks, canoes, and ice shanties. 2 years ago, the Vermont Supreme Court ruled that the state, not the city, had regulatory power over the pond. Now the Department of Environmental Conservation says the pond should be closed to gasoline-type engines, but otherwise open to boating, swimming, hunting, and fishing. Commissioner David Mears said, in reality, state rules already permitted non-motorized recreational activity there. Mears says his department was responding to petitions from the city of Montpelier and a citizens group. The group sought to ban all recreational activity on the pond.
I know that what motivated the citizens to file their petition and what motivated the city to file theirs were deep concerns both about the safety of the city's drinking water as well as concerns about the natural beauty and the aesthetics.
Mears said the state will adopt additional rules to make sure internal combustion ice augers and snowmobiles are prohibited on the pond. The decision doesn't rule out the use of equipment like kerosene heaters or electric motors. Mears said the rules for Berlin Pond won't affect other publicly accessible water supplies. Jed Gerton is a member of the citizens group that petitioned for the ban. He says allowing activity on the pond and the use of fuel like kerosene increases the likelihood of water contamination.
Kerosene can be used for heaters, kerosene can be used for lanterns, Coleman fuel, and everything like that. Somebody could put an ice shanty right over the intake.
Gerton says he hopes Montpelier citizens will appeal the state's decision. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.